Even Northern Pass does not have the temerity to claim that running this project after it's built creates any jobs. It doesn't. Running a transmission line once it's built doesn't require people. So permanent jobs, off the table. Temporary jobs. History has shown that the vast majority of temporary jobs are for out-of-state specialists. I don't know how to put up a steel lattice tower. The steel companies and the communications companies up here typically don't have the expertise to do HVDC lines. So the jobs answer is nothing permanent, temporary jobs while you're building stuff, mostly out of state, and the rest of it like, well, we're supporting this vast workforce by having hotel rooms and burger flippers. Ridiculous. Taxes. This is so annoying. So Northern Pass is capable of saying we're building something, and because we're building something, the tax base is added to, so there'll be more taxes. That's half the story. When you build something that destroys value, you've got to do the subtraction side too. If you build a tower next to somebody's land or their home and you diminish their value, they'll be going for a tax abatement. If you reduce the volume of tourist business, there'll be fewer business and enterprise taxes. There are two sides of the story. The tax increases are modest, as claimed by Northern Pass. Our own belief is they'll be more than offset by the diminutions in value and hits to other taxes. So taxes, not true.
I would also add to that answer that when you see the tax revenue predictions for individual towns, those are for the first year only. That does not account for depreciation. I'm not a business person, but I know what depreciation means, and we all do.